You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. A ship that's been on the bottom of Lake Michigan more than 3 centuries could be a little closer to seeing the light of day. About a decade ago, a shipwreck hunter working out of Charlevoix said he found what might be the Griffin. That's thought to be the first European sailing vessel built in the Great Lakes. It disappeared in a storm loaded with furs in 1679. The discovery has been tied up in court since 2004. Now the judge says it appears the state of Michigan, the country of France, and the explorer who found the wreck are cooperating, and there's no more need for the courts to be involved. IPR's Peter Payette's been covering this story. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Linda.
So what's the big deal about this ship?
As you said, it is believed to be the first European sailing vessel to be built in the Great Lakes. So it's the oldest shipwreck in the lakes. It sometimes is referred to as the Holy Grail among shipwreck hunters because no one has been able to locate it. It was owned by Robert de La Salle, who was a famous explorer in North America, claimed the Mississippi River Valley for France. And that land was later a part of the Louisiana Purchase. So, you know, it's an artifact related to the very beginnings of the history of Canada and the United States on this continent.
So why has its potential discovery been tied up in court for the past 8 years?
That's a good question that I'm not entirely equipped to answer. The laws, the admiralty laws, as they're called, that govern this sort of thing are very complex and almost impossible to understand. At one point, Steve Liebert's team delivered a little chip of wood to the federal court so that the court could claim to have seized this vessel, whatever it is. But generally, the issue has been that Great Lakes Exploration believes the state of Michigan is duplicitous in its dealings and is essentially trying to sort of sweep this discovery out from under them and make it a government-run project.
Any evidence the state's trying to do that?
I've not found any hard evidence that that is happening, although I'm not sure what that evidence would look like other than maybe a discussion in an email, and we have done some FOIA requests. Steve Liebert and his associates sort of infer from delays in the process and the associations that the state has with federal agencies like the Marine Sanctuary at Thunder Bay in Alpena that the state participates in. They sort of draw these, connect these dots and say they're stalling and, you know, they're connected to these people. And that shows that they're trying to, you know, just create obstacles for us in order for them to take over the project. Now, I will say that State Representative Greg McMaster has taken the side of Great Lakes Exploration, and he actually introduced a couple of resolutions in the State House, only one of which was approved, aimed at this problem, saying there's a problem, we need to do something about it.
Ultimately, who cares who gets to pull up the ship?
The case that Liebert and his associates make is that Michigan is a big maritime state. We have more coastline than every state except Alaska, so we should have a very robust network of shipwreck hunters, you know, groups like Great Lakes Exploration and universities where there are great programs. And they say that doesn't happen and that the state needs to do more to facilitate this and that they have that their behavior in this instance has been anything but that. And as an example, I think that a lot of people could kind of relate to, if Steve Liebert moves forward with this project, and it is the Griffin. He has been working with Mark Holly, who is running an underwater archaeology program out of Traverse City at Northwestern Michigan College, and he would be one of the, you know, one of the designers of the whole excavation. So students at Northwestern Michigan College would be sort of tangentially involved, or they'd, you know, be observing at least what would be a major archaeological site and project. And obviously that would be a great thing for Traverse City and those students, and it would sort of contribute to the kind of scene that these folks say is it really should exist in Michigan.
And finally, Peter, we've been talking about the Griffin and this 17th century shipwreck, which is what everyone's assuming is out there in the water at this point. But there's no hard proof of that. Is there any way to put a number on that to say what likelihood there really is that we're talking about the Griffin?
We ask that question sometimes of others, and generally what we hear from other shipwreck hunters and people involved in this is a very skeptical response. But if you're another shipwreck hunter, you would have a reason to be skeptical, right? Because if they've found the Griffin, then that's a, you know, that's a major discovery that somebody else made. So I have no idea how anyone would assess that until they get down there and start digging this thing out.
Peter Payette, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen.